This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, part 9 of our current series of Daily Devotional specials. This is Peace and Love. Yesterday, we took a look at 1 John, the first letter of John. Not the Gospel, the first letter of John, the fourth chapter, and verse 18. Where it said this, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. We have to be aware of that, beloved. We have to love one another. We have to bring that love into our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look what John says in verse 7. He says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love." I'll repeat that. "But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love." What's John saying there? Well, I believe very sincerely that John is continuing to encourage us to love. If we love, then we will receive love. We will have love in our lives. But oftentimes, we will only love if that love is reciprocated. But that's not what Jesus did. That isn't what Jesus did. For there are many millions and millions of people in this world that do not love the Lord Jesus Christ. They care not for Him. They don't care about Him at all. And then maybe you would say, well, they love. Yeah, they do love. But they don't love the way the Lord Jesus wants us to love. You see, the love that they love is dependent on them receiving love. Let me try and explain what I mean. When you look at your wife, your husband, and you say to them, "I love you, darling," that's a romantic love. And you expect it to be returned. But what if it isn't returned? What if one day you said to your wife or your husband, "I love you, darling," and then they said to you, "Well, I'm sorry, but I don't love you anymore. There is no love in my heart for you." Would you continue to love? Now there's a question. You see, when Jesus loved us, He loved us with an agape love. He loved us with an unconditional love. In other words, there were no conditions attached. None whatsoever. But He loved us just the same. And He continued to love us, even when we looked away, even when we went down another pathway, even when we decided we didn't love Him any longer. He still loved us. That didn't stop. And Jesus says in John 15, in the Gospel of John and chapter 15, He says this, "Love one another." And then He says, "As I have loved you, you must love one another." I'll say that again. Jesus says, "Love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another." That means the way that Jesus has loved us and continues to love us. We have to love others, no matter who they are. On this broadcast, oftentimes I have said, there are two types of love. There is easy love, and there is difficult love. Easy love is loving those who love you back and who care about you. Easy love is loving those that don't cause you any problems. Easy love is those people you want to spend time with, you want to be with. But then there's difficult love. Difficult love applies to those that you don't want anything to do with. Difficult love applies to that person who annoys you intensely and you can't stand to be with. Jesus didn't say this. Jesus didn't say, love one another as long as it's easy love. But if you have a problem with difficult love, don't worry about it. Don't bother loving them. Jesus didn't say that. He said, love one another. If someone professes the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and you don't particularly like them, then I have this to say to you. That person is your brother, your sister, and you are required to love them, however difficult that might be. Dear friends, says John in his letter, dear friends, let us continue to love one another. Why is he saying, let us continue? Maybe there was some conflict. In verse 4, John says this, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Amen. Those people belong to this world, so they speak from this world's viewpoint. And the world listens to them. But, says John, we belong to God, and those who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen to us. That is how we know if someone has the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception. And then he says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Beloved, you may well think this is a hard word. Actually, it's not. It's an easy word. It's very, very easy, this word, because it's cut and dried. It's in black and white. This is what we need to do. Okay, David, you're pretty smart. Tell us how we do it, because it's nigh on impossible. Yep. With us, lots of things are impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. Are you hearing this message? With God, nothing is impossible. As I'm talking to you right now, I want you to do something for me. I want you to put in your mind just one person. I'm not talking about loads, I'm talking about one person. I want you to put in your mind one person that is really difficult for you to love. That one person who annoys you intensely. That one person you can't stand to be near. That one person you want nothing to do with. But that person is a committed Christian. Think of that person. Right now. And as soon as I said that, you thought of one, didn't you? You thought of one person. That is the one person that you are going to pray about right now. That is the one person you are going to lift high to Almighty God right now. Right at this moment. In a moment, I'm going to pray and I'm going to leave a small gap, and I want you to put that person's name into that gap. okay? Here we go then, I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. Lord God, I give you all the glory and the power and the might, as I always do. Father, I am praying about Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that all those names that have been mentioned right now, you would perform a miracle. Father, fill your servant full of love for that person that was mentioned. I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. Something else I want you to do. I want you to continue to pray for that one person just today, just this day. I want you to bring that person before Almighty God in your quiet time when you decide to pray. Bring that person before Almighty God and just ask the Lord to bless them and to fill you full of love for that person. Ask the Lord to show you a way of getting through so that your love will come flooding through. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Beloved, when you've done that, when you have brought that person before Almighty God, I want you to do something for me tomorrow. And it's this. Bring another person before Almighty God and ask the Lord that you are filled with love for that person. This is really important, beloved. It's important because we need to understand that to be able to continue on this walk, to be able to continue down this road, we need to pray for each other. We need so much to have God's love in our lives. And that is something that we tend not to do on a number of occasions because we don't want to think about it. We don't want to pray for that person. But I'm asking you to continue this. If you will do that for me, then send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say this. I'm praying for that person. And let me know what happens, what God is doing in your life. Because I can promise you this. You will see multiple blessings coming upon you. That I'm sure of. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen.